Zondervan Audio Pages presents The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel.
Prosecutors were convinced that the attempted murder case against James Dixon was a dead-bang winner, open and shut. Even a cursory examination of the evidence was enough to establish that Dixon shot Police Sergeant Richard Scanlon in the abdomen during a scuffle on Chicago's South Side. Piece by piece, item by item, witness by witness, the evidence tightened a noose around Dixon's neck. There were fingerprints and a weapon, eyewitnesses and a motive, a wounded cop and a defendant with a history of violence. Now the criminal justice system was poised to trip the trap door that would leave Dixon dangling by the weight of his own guilt. The facts were simple. Sergeant Scanlon had rushed to West 108th Place after a neighbor called police to report a man with a gun. He arrived to find Dixon noisily arguing with his girlfriend through the front door of her house. Her father emerged when she saw Scanlon, figuring it was safe to come outside. Suddenly, a fight broke out between Dixon and the father. The sergeant quickly intervened in an attempt to break it up. A shot rang out. Scanlon staggered away, wounded in the abdomen. Just then, two other squad cars screeched up, and officers ran over to restrain Dixon. A .22-caliber gun belonging to Dixon, covered with his fingerprints and with one bullet having been fired, was found nearby where he had apparently flung it after the shooting. The father had been unarmed. Scanlon's revolver remained in the holster. Powder burns on Scanlon's skin show that he had been shot at extremely close range. While his wound wasn't life-threatening, it was serious.